I've seen a look in dog's eyes, a quickly vanishing look of amazed contempt, and I am convinced that basically dogs think humans are nuts. Hello. This is Analyze D's, a podcast where we talk about, well, nuts. Today, we're going to be talking about macadamia nuts. And I'm Ross Balaji, your host. And I really appreciate it if you guys would go, you know, tell your friends about the podcast and go eat some nuts. I'd like to welcome my first guest on the podcast. I'm very excited to welcome him. And the producer here at Productions has not given us any information on him. Would you like to step in here, sir or ma'am?
Yeah, what do you want to know? What do you want to know about me, huh?
Oh.
It's nice to meet you, sir.
Here, have a seat.
I'm already one step ahead of you there, buddy.
Do you like nuts?
Well, I happen to love nuts. I think they're extremely nutritious. I think they have a lot of health values that, you know, other foods don't carry, you know? You get a lot of fucking... You get a lot of fucking protein from the peanut and all that, you know?
Right, grains and meat and fruits.
All that shit's good and all that, but you get your real energy from nut.
Yeah, it's nuts how some people...
Yeah, it is fucking nuts, isn't it?
Right, it's nuts how some people don't really understand where the protein comes from. Within Mother Nature, so...
It's all in the nut, buddy.
We just figured we'd have this platform.
So you're not gonna tell the fucking people who I am? You're not gonna ask me who I am? You're just gonna go straight into fucking...
Yes, of course. I will introduce you at some point, but for now...
Okay.
For now...
Hey, you're the professional. Let me back away.
Okay? All right.
You go ahead.
What do you do in your life?
Let's say, plumbing. Okay, how about that? I bury, septic tanks for a living. Eh? In Florida.
Oh, for, like, new houses or commercial?
Sure. Yeah.
What's the craziest thing that's ever happened on your job, sir?
Oh, shit. Talking about nuts and shit, for that matter. Well, see, in the business of, burying... septic tanks, oftentimes, you know, you're gonna run into problems. Like I said, my business is run out of Florida. Mr. What's your name? Rez?
Yes, I'm Rez Balaji.
Okay, Rez. Yeah. In fucking Florida, when you try to bury a septic tank, a lot of people don't think about this. They don't realize it when they're buying a house or building a house. You know, you gotta fill that thing with shit, right? And also, you live right by the beach. Right near the beach, okay? You're right near the beach. All of this shit. Sometimes it comes fucking... It comes overflowing, you know what I mean? The pipes get flooded and all of that. Because the house is up above the ground, but the shit goes up underneath the ground. You know, you're below sea level. No, tell them what can happen. I've seen a lot of crazy things involving nuts and shit, though, in my line of expertise.
Ladies and gentlemen, Johnny Blowjobs is here with us today.
Yeah, it is I, Johnny Blowjobs.
He's here with us to discuss nuts, and I'm curious, Mr. Blowjobs.
Yeah, you got Johnny Blowjob.
Right, I'm sure that's what I said. Johnny Blowjobs.
Yeah. Sure.
And so you're talking about you put in septic tanks, right?
Well, yeah, we dig holes in to put things in the hole, okay? And then we fill the hole up.
Yes.
This is basically what we do.
And your last name is below. Your job is to put stuff below houses, and also sure. Your last name is below job.
I put a lot of things below the ground, buddy, and I do a lot of jabs, okay, if you know what I'm talking about. So, I think the name is kind of fitting. Johnny Below Jab.
Alright, so...
Johnny Below Jab.
So, let's circle back...
Slow it down for you idiots, eh?
Yes. Let's circle back around to...
Yeah, you're a good guy, Raz. I like nuts.
It's Roz. But have you...
Yeah, that's what I said, Raz.
Yeah, have you ever considered that maybe you're doing it wrong because you just spoke of sometimes there being instances where the fecal matter and pee-pee go into the ocean?
Sure, you could say that, Mr. Raz Barry, but... You know, it's all a part of the jab, okay? It's all a part of the jab.
So, how much would it cost for me to get another septic tank put into my backyard? I'm not anywhere near the beach, by the way.
So about that, like, fucking business hasn't been so good lately. I kind of turned down on the burying septic tanks. I started more into, I do a little bit of freelance work here and there. You know, I don't have the tools for all of that in there. I got shovels. I got things of that nature, but I don't have all of the plumbing equipment required. I'd have to say, you know, I wouldn't be doing an honest job for you.
Wow, that's nuts. So, let's talk about...
What you want to talk about? The health benefits? Maybe the top 9 nuts, perhaps, to eat?
Well, no. Actually, I was going to ask you about your childhood.
Don't worry about it.
What made you get into the septic tank business?
Listen, I'm still in my childhood, okay, buddy?
How old are you, sir?
Don't worry about me. I don't know how old I am, okay? Just let's talk about nuts.
All right, sir. Okay, so, guys, you're never going to believe what happened to me the other day.
This guy's fucking all over the place.
Johnny, have you ever been on I-10?
Yes, Mr. fucking Rez, I've been on I-10, okay?
Yeah. Interstate 10, I was headed to Florida the other day to help some folks out from Hurricane... Frederick.
Yeah, what is this, the FEMA together here?
There's still some people suffering from Hurricane Frederick, believe it or not.
Wasn't that in the fucking 80s or something?
Well, you... Listen, the suffering is never over when it comes to a hurricane.
That's why they don't call it a hemicane, am I right, men? Right? Because all your fucking ladies, it's a storm until it's not, you know?
Okay, it's not that kind of show, but whatever. Listen, guys, I was on I-10, and I saw this nut on the side of the road with a sign that said, "Will work." And I pulled over, I said, "Will you really work, sir?"
What a fucking nut.
And, He was sort of, you know, coming up to my car, and I said, "If you really want to work, I have a couple of jobs you could do, and I'd be glad to pay you."
Yeah, tell me more.
And so whenever...
What kind of job was it, huh? Perhaps a below job you wanted the nut for, huh?
Well, no, actually, wait a minute.
Because that's right in my fucking wheelhouse, buddy. The below job, that's me. You call me.
All right.
I'm your friend now, Raspberry, okay?
Hold on now.
Raspberry.
I'm just realizing that not only do you do septic tanks and your last name is below jobs.
Yeah, I do septic tanks, all right.
So your job involves putting a septic tank below the ground, and that's a below job, and that's your name. But...
Listen, Raz, let me explain this to you. Have you ever done anal before?
Right.
After a night of eating greasy fried foods?
I don't know what... Are you saying, do I analyze things? Do I go into depth and analyze? Because I would have to stop you and tell you that this podcast is about analyzing nuts.
Well, hey...
And it's these
how
nuts...
How about we stop talking about the things that I like to get into in my personal life, and we start talking
macadamia.
About nuts, Rez.
All right.
Indeed. Raspberry Balaji.
Have you ever... Mr. Below Jobs, have you ever been to Subway?
Yeah, thank you for pronouncing my Sicilian name correctly for saying a below jab. And what was the question?
Have you ever been to the Subway restaurant?
Which one? Specifically.
Just a Subway restaurant in general?
Yes, I have, actually.
What'd you get, a spicy Italian?
Generally, I like to play it safe, get the meatball.
Chicken bacon ranch is...
Ooh.
I could see you as a chicken bacon ranch person.
Nice, the meatball sub of the Italia. You know what I mean? Get it back to my roots.
Right, well...
Either that or I get the pizza.
I'm going to tell you that I used to work at Subway.
I love it. Subway got a great, authentic Italian pizza. If you're from Italy or if you're from Sicily, you go into the Subway and you look at all of the sauce dripping off of there with the cheese melted on it and all of the pepperonis. Oh my God, they're so thick. The pepperonis are on that pizza and they're going right in your mouth, buddy. Yeah.
Did you happen to see the napkins, which contain the nutrition facts?
Sure.
Well...
Of course, I looked at the fucking facts. Okay, buddy, they don't call me Johnny Blowjob for nothing.
That's right. I could imagine you as a person that wouldn't stop and get a cheaper drinking bag of chips, but you would purchase the bag of chips and drink as an add-on.
Actually, I get the macadamia nut cookie, which the napkin would tell me was 220 calories, okay, buddy? A piece.
That's interesting.
Capisce, what? 220 calories for one cookie, buddy. Macadamia nut.
Alright, well, I've got it pulled up here, and it says that it's 210 calories.
Well, why the fuck is Google telling me 220?
Well, I've got 10 grams of fat. How much fat you got in there?
Hey, Google.
Yes?
How much fat you got in here? This me trying to do you.
I've got a bunch of fat in here. You might want to get a veggie delight next time.
My name Rez. I like the nuts. You're a fucking freak, ain't you?
It's Roz, actually. My father was a Dominican.
Yeah, like a raspberry, just like the shape of my balls.
No, actually, my name is Ross. My father was the last Dominican before the virus wiped everyone out over there.
Yeah, that's fucking pretty crazy, buddy.
Well, so you've got a different amount of calories than
sure,
me.
Sure, I got total carbs, 28 grams. Total sugars, 17 grams. Total sodium, 130 milligrams. Total fat weighing in at an astonishing 11 grams.
Funny, I've got 18 grams of sugar on my Subway macadamia nutrition facts.
It seems like Google's pumping up these
motherfucking
values, buddy.
That's some fuck. Who's managing Subway? What's going on?
Who's managing the Google search is what I want to know.
Oh, Jesus, I've switched over to your accent. Let me go, babe.
Where are we?
All right, guys. It's me, Ross Balaji.
Yeah, welcome back to the fucking, to the nut house, you know what I'm talking about? Because we're fucking crazy and it's a show about nuts.
Hey, Adrian, it's not a nut house.
Look at him, he's a fucking nut.
It's a little different than a nut house, Adrian.
Sylvester Stallone's a fucking nut, yeah, you are.
Look, I was a Rambo's rock.
Adrian, it's me.
Are you doing an impression of, Sylvester Stallone like me?
Listen, buddy, Raspberry, let's talk about fucking Nut Wars.
Alright, guys.
Because I'm from the Navy. I'm from the Navy, okay? And I heard of a thing called Nut Wars before I came on here. So what's the Nut Wars, man? Tell me about it, man.
Alright, guys. Ross Balaji here.
He's back, ladies and gentlemen.
Alright, guys. Ross Balaji here. Here to tell you about Nut Wars.
Yeah, I know this game. I'm a fucking professional.
But before we get to Nut Wars, have you ever heard of testicular cancer, sir?
Well, of course I've heard of testy cancer.
So, there's a nickname for it.
What, nut cancer?
Yes. And that...
Ball sack
to me, cancer? To me, that's just nuts.
It's the worst... For a man, at least, you know, that's your pride and joys. That's your twigs and berries, as Austin Powers would like to say.
Well, it's highly treatable. A lump or an enlargement in either testicle could be a symptom.
Well, thank God. I got one in both of mine if it's enlargements that we're looking for.
Now, are you nuts? Oh, okay.
Does this mean I have penis cancer?
I've officially code-switched over. This is still Ross Balaji. But
where you at, buddy?
I'm gonna switch over to you over here to talk, so it's like fluid, okay? Can you tie a little bit of mine in with yours, team? Are we just not doing it?
Fuck, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Johnny Blowjobs.
It is me, Mr. Johnny Blowjobs.
Jabony Bajoblobs.
Yeah, was that good?
Yes.
Did that sound like you?
Alright, take it from the bottom.
Yeah, that's what I fucking do every day, buddy.
You would have to say, Johnny Blowjobs, this is...
Blowjobs Johnny, this is...
But testicular cancer is the most common cancer in American males between the ages of 15 and 35.
Interesting.
Is it?
Yeah, Raspberry. What about you? You got any enlargements in your penis or balls?
Well, actually, my left testicle...
Feeling kind of big, eh?
When I was washing around the testicle, the,
You got a lump?
Well, no, I thought it was a lump, but
could
then I looked
serious.
Up...
serious?
Well, I looked up, what your balls look like inside the set?
He's going on back to Liverpool.
And there's actually, on your left nut, there's a few, tubes coming from there that go, you know, they go into your body. So
yeah, this is supposed to be an audio show, correct?
Yeah, that's why I'm describing that on your left nut, there's tubes that go into your body. So if you feel like some tubes going into your
that's
body from your left nut.
Yeah.
Then it's okay. But if it's like big, you know, if it's like, whoa, that can fit in between two fingers.
Big fucking, bulging fucking.
That's the rule. If it sticks out of two fingers, you gotta get that checked out.
Two fingers will solve a lot of problems for all
testicular cancer is highly treatable, people.
For all of our listeners, two fingers will definitely solve a lot of problems for you. You know
Listen,
what I mean? Stick them anywhere. I'm telling you, literally, two fingers anywhere.
Rosbology.
Will help you.
Rosbology here.
Yeah, fucking Johnny Blowjobs here.
All jokes aside.
Yeah, where?
Listen, just feel your balls, and if there's a lump that sticks out past, like, if you put the lump in between two fingers and it sticks out past that, go get it checked out.
Yeah,
or if you feel something weird, go get it checked out because it's highly preventable.
As my Uncle Donovan used to say, you are fucked. Okay, can we talk about Nut Wars, Mr. Raspberries?
Well, not yet. Okay, so.
Jesus Christ, this guy. 21 fucking questions. I just want to talk about nothing.
And again, Mr. Blowjobs, I appreciate you having me on your podcast, but please let me
know. No,
but
we're in your house. We're in your house.
Okay, so. Would you consider the testicle as a muscle? Or an organ?
I think it has a mind of its own, if you know what I'm saying.
Alright, so. Nut mind.
Yeah, nut brain.
Nut brain.
Got a little bit of a nut brain going on there.
Alright, so if you were to do steroids, which enlarges your muscles faster than they would usually be enlarged.
It depends on which fucking steroids you take. What you got going on back in the corner?
It's just a mosquito notifier. Notifies me when mosquitoes are around.
Oh shit, the mosquito was off.
That's how we do things in New Zealand here. Thanks for coming all the way out here, by the way. So.
I live here, buddy.
So, Lance Armstrong. We were talking about testicular cancer, right?
It's haunted.
We were talking about testicular cancer.
Yes, when your nuts get haunted.
Lance Armstrong.
Sorry about your microphone, man.
It's cool. You just charged me hit me in the chest with your shoulder. It's alright, though. You almost knocked me over. You got me. Alright. He had nut cancer. Lance Armstrong. But he was also doing steroids. Am I right or am I wrong?
Yeah, I bet he wishes his name was Lance Nutstrong, huh?
That's a good one, Johnny. Alright, so. If he had nut cancer.
Yeah.
And he was using steroids.
What if? Get it out, buddy.
Get what out? I was trying to get a sentence out, but you keep interrupting me.
Hmm?
Oh, nothing. So, Lance Armstrong, he had nut cancer. And then was also using steroids,
mm-hmm.
which would enlarge your muscles.
True.
Now, would that enlarge the cancer? If the testicles were a muscle.
And these are all very valid questions, Raspberries.
And does that give him more testosterone to com- complete the race.
Maybe he cheating.
If he's getting... If... Okay, so cancer, right?
Yeah.
It's an enlarged... You know, it's an abnormal...
Cancer.
It's an abnormal growth of cells.
Yeah.
And so it's making it bigger. Not in a good way, but it's getting bigger.
Sure.
So if you have your nuts or your testicles and you have cancer on them, and then that means you're getting bigger balls. Right? So?
You're quite the impressionist,
Yes.
Raspberries?
I've been known to carry a tune. And if you have nut cancer, then that means your balls are getting bigger, which means more testosterone. And then if you're doing steroids on top of that...
I can't place the
X. That means the testosterone level is at an all-time high for this guy who's in a yellow suit.
Speaking of all-time high...
Oh, do you like the band All-Time Low?
No, me. I'm talking about me right now. I'm at a peak, if you know what I'm saying. Took a couple of goofballs before I walked in the...
With your testosterone?
Yeah, put them right into my butthole.
You put your testosterones into your butthole?
No, I put a couple of goofballs in my butthole before I walked in here.
What's a goofball?
You really want to know?
I don't think I would have asked if I didn't want to know.
Well, I think a goofball is just kind of a general term, but to me what the goofball is when you mix a little bit of crack cocaine, a little bit of heroin into a little ball with some hashish.
Wow.
Yeah, put it in your butt.
This is actually an informational show. I was...
Don't do drugs, kids, eh? You turn out like me, Johnny Belowjabs, rich playboy, eh?
Alright, so, Mr. Belowjabs, have you ever done steroids?
Every day of my life, I am fucking jacked. Do you see me, Raspberry? My arms look like a raspberry.
I wasn't gonna say anything!
These muscles are not real. You might as well pump semen into my veins, buddy.
Semen?
I eat pieces of shit for breakfast.
Did you say cement or semen? Because semen comes from the testicles, which are otherwise known as nuts. Ladies and gentlemen...
Yeah, semen is also otherwise known as nut. I'm going to leave now.
Oh, right. Ladies and gentlemen...
Well, who the fuck was that? Let's take a break here.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to a break.
Hey, hold on. What are you talking about?
I'm not trying to... Break your balls, or...
Okay, listen, do it again.
Nap your nuts.
Trying to bust your nut, huh?
Hold on now, what? It's not that type of podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a break.
Is it?
Hi, we're back here. And I'm really, really interested in, our guests... Mr. Belowjabs. I have it written down here. I've just never seen...
Listen, buddy, I find it quite condescending that you are not pronouncing my last name correctly at this point in our interview.
And what's the origin of your name, sir?
So listen, I got a quote that I want to talk to everybody about, okay? Today?
No, that's fine. But wait, what's the origin of your name?
It's Sicilian. I don't know. They gave it to the family whenever we got over here to Ellis Island.
There's no I's.
Okay, listen, buddy. I don't fucking know what you want from me, but I've got something about nuts that I want to talk about. Because I was in the Navy, and I was a fucking, a Navy guy.
Because you were Navy? What did you say?
Listen... How does this make you feel when I say this to you, Raspberry? Jimmy threw some nut in my eye. I am gonna get him next nut war. What does that mean when I say that to you, huh?
Is that from The Grinch?
No, it's actually a commonly played game amongst Navy
men. Oh, yes, nut war.
Yeah, when showering on a Navy ship, a sailor would jerk off, then proceed to throw the nut on a fellow sailor showering next to him.
And now that...
It's hilarious. I'm telling you, all the guys love it.
That's actually a thing that you do in the Navy.
Yeah, if you get the nut in your hand just right, get the right amount of velocity right behind it whenever you throw it at somebody, it's fucking beautiful. It makes a good little smack right on their fucking, wherever you hit them in the exterior.
So, Johnny, you were in the Navy?
Yeah. 15 years.
And where were you stationed?
Solo Bravo Alpha Company. Well, it was actually in, we was in Oklahoma, okay?
Right. How would you describe that
experience? Oh, okay. I went through basic training and I showered with some dudes and threw some sperm on someone, okay? It wasn't really that big of a deal.
Oh, no, I was saying more, describe your experience in the Navy. Did you go... That was it.
They discharged me during basic training for throwing sperm on a kid.
They discharged...
I lied earlier when I said 20 years or whatever. Okay, right. I was trying to look cool, okay?
So you were discharged for discharging.
Yeah, one could say that, right? Am I right, buddy? Yeah, you know what I mean, a nut for a nut.
Yes, of course. That's really something that I've never thought about.
Yeah, the guy that I threw the nut on was a nut, so it was a nut for a nut situation. It was quid pro quo for the nuts. I gave him a nut, he is a nut, you know?
But you didn't think of that on your own, did you?
Nah, it's not gay. It was in a locker room.
So...
Nah.
No, did someone do it to you and they showed you that? Or you looked it up and then...
Oh, it's on Urban Dictionary, my man. Get up with the times.
I'm saying that you've said that you participated in this nut war.
Yeah, I fought valiantly.
So, I mean, how did you find out about it?
The flag of my nation in the nut wars.
You know, they say it takes one to know one, as Forrest Gump, I think, said once.
Hey, me and my buddies get a little bit nutty.
Well, that's nuts.
If you know what I'm talking about.
Speaking of nuts, have you ever played Donkey Kong?
Sure. Who hasn't played the classic, wonderful Donkey Kong?
Donkey Kong on Super Nintendo, of course, was, you know, sort of a staple for 90s children growing up.
Yeah, the big staple that do 10 or more sheets of paper.
Yes. So, Nicky's Nuts is, the boss of...
Get the balls?
No. Nicky's Nuts is the name of the boss...
Oh, I must be hearing things. Okay.
...from the level of the Monkey Mines. It's the second world in Donkey Kong Country. Sure. You know, the
Does
original.
He have a big neck?
Well, yes. They have to beat him to progress to the Vine Valley.
Sure.
He's actually, like, a huge bird.
Why would you not have to beat him?
There's a lot of bananas in the background, which don't come from nuts, oddly enough.
But a lot of nuts are fruits.
Well, yeah. Yes. And
some nuts are fruits, at least, you know.
Yes. In the level, in this stage on the game, you have to go through...
Are all nuts fruits?
What's that?
Let's see. Hold on.
Are all nuts fruits, you ask?
Well, you can keep talking, buddy.
Okay, so you have to jump over these nuts that he's spitting out of his mouth.
Sure. We've all been there.
No, in Donkey Kong, there's a bird spitting humongous, like, walnuts or some sort of nut out of his mouth, and you have to jump over them and jump on his head, and then it goes, donk, donk.
Classic Donkey Kong, am I right?
And then as soon as you get done, it plays the little horn. Thing at the end.
Yeah.
And that's Nicky's Nuts.
Raspberries, that was a really good rendition of the horns.
Right.
Listen, I want to read something to you. Some fruits and seeds that do not meet the botanical definition, but are nuts in the culinary sense, are almonds, are the edible seeds of the Darup fruits. The leathery flesh is removed at harvest. Brazil nut... Is it the seed from a capsule? Okay, that's all I'm going to read to you. So I'm assuming that it means that the meat inside of the nut, which could also be referred to as the
nut meat, yes.
Could also be the fruit of yes. the nut.
Well, I'll also tell you, since we're talking about macadamia nuts.
Sure, raspberry.
Today's
episode is macadamia's nuts.
The shell of the macadamia can actually be poison to humans.
Oh, really?
So, guys, watch out for the shells of the macadamia.
There was another raspberry impression.
It will... You keep saying raspberry, but my name's Rosbology.
Okay, you keep calling me John Blowjobs.
No, sir.
My name is Gianni Blowjob.
No, we have... We have his...
It's a like a Gianni Blowjob.
Joni Mitchell.
And you want to say I'm calling you... Your name's fucking Raspberry. What are you going to do about it, hey? I'll give you a fucking raspberry on your fucking tummy.
I haven't ever... You know,
how you feel about that, huh? You like you fucking living your life without laughter? Because I'll give you a big fat raspberry on the tummy. You'll be on your back giggling like a fucking baby.
Okay, speaking of nuts...
I'm going to tickle your feet. Oh, yeah.
For anyone listening...
You're going to be mine.
The guest we've had today, Mr. Below Jobs, is one of my favorite people.
Who, me?
Huh?
Who, is it me?
Excuse me, what?
You're just a little baby. You don't know what you're talking about.
No, so I was going to tell everyone...
So me tickled in feet.
Our guest today, Mr. Below Jobs, has a song that he would like to share with everyone.
Yeah.
And...
I wrote a lullaby for you because I knew I was going to accept you as my own child tonight.
Before we share it with you, we'd just like to let you know that... This is actually something that's very near and dear to Mr. Below Jobs' heart.
I spent a lot of time on a can writing this, okay?
So, to anyone on the internet that wants to come and be mean or dox him...
You just go ahead and unfollow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and the like, okay?
Well, we haven't gotten to the plug section, which is where you'll share...
Listen, I'm nervous, okay? Can I get on with this raspberries?
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Below Jobs.
Go to sleep, raspberry, you're a grown little baby, but I'm gonna tickle your feet, put you to sleep, and talk about nuts. That's it. What do you think about that, Raz?
Oh, yeah,
I wrote that for you. It took a lot of heart before you say anything.
Your agent said that it was going to be sitar.
Listen, buddy, my agent's Jewish and, bada bing, bada boom. You know, I don't know. But
I mean,
that I worked really hard on.
Really, it was beautiful. And where I'm from...
I literally spent a lot of time on that, okay?
Listen, where I'm from...
My wife became angry with me.
Where I'm from, a lot of people would probably go out and purchase... Your single, if you were to burn it on a CD.
Yeah, go to sleep. Yeah, CD's nuts, buddy.
That's what I was... That's
not gonna, not gonna slip that by me on a fucking nut podcast, eh?
Oh, gosh, you got me, okay? I'm gonna do a little impression of you. Give me some batolis. Give me the chef of boy
Arantia. No talking in my language. I love with the little meat sausages. It's so little. The little juicy morsel. Throughout the pasta with the cheese stuff and the pasta. Mamma mia.
You put the mozzarella in the soup. You put the... You
keep it like a mama used to make. I'm gonna sizzling.
What the rock of the ship? What the rock of the ship go off? You put it the tomato sauce in the gas tank. And then go to the moon and make the cheese with the tomato sauce and gas tank. But then the man hop off of the moon with the little bitty spaghetti noodles. The spaghetti noodles he puts in the moon. Yeah. You know, he like it when he get the moon cheese with that spaghetti noodle. And the tomato sauce, guys, and he go to Mars with
God.
The pepperoni.
This fucking guy,
Julia,
yeah.
What's it gonna be,
Mamma mia,
Nicolona, yeah. Cappuccino.
Oh yeah, baby, talk to
Papa
me,
Papazulo.
This little baby,
Papacina.
This is a talented
what's
baby.
What's a mamma mia?
He sounds it's like he's all right from the old country, folks.
It's a macamera.
I've never seen a baby talking like this.
The did you get the blue cheese off of my dessert, That's my impression of Mario. But me, I'm just an Italian man.
Oh my god, I believe you.
Yes, that was my impression of an Italian person.
Now I can't tell which one's real or not, raspberries.
What are we at? 30?
Yeah, probably
33?
34.
33?
Sure.
Alright, guys.
Seems alright.
The last topic of nuts that we're going to discuss are what we like to call the new nuts. Ben, start them off with the new nuts.
My name is Jenny. Jenny Below Jabs. I believe we've been through this. Ben and Michael are in the other room recording. Well, not the other room, but behind that bug screen door in this comm-V.
Did I say Ben?
Yeah, you did, and my name's Johnny, and I want you to apologize there right now, even though I respect you about 150% more after the Italian accent. I've never seen a little cute little baby act like that before.
What the kind of the pan of the chule?
Okay, maybe this is the perfect time now. What would you like to talk about, the raspberries?
We're always doing an impression of an Italian person. I thought we could go on that for a bit. But, okay, in New Zealand, where I'm from...
I'm cutting the bullshit, folks.
Alright, when we get nuts in New Zealand, folks...
Sure.
We get nuts.
We get the big nuts.
And, I mean...
We get the fucking nuts in New Zealand.
Cacao.
Yeah. Fucking all of them.
Cacao nuts.
Yeah, not cow nuts. Cacao nuts. You know what I'm talking about, capisce?
There's a DJ that lives, you know, sort of behind where it's, like, sketchy. And we go to him, and he's got these raw cacao.
What's his handle on SoundCloud? DJ.
I'm not at liberty to discuss that just yet, but as soon as his agent finishes up this deal with Jay-Z...
Okay, fair enough. I understand.
Yes.
Say less.
Fair. He's got these cacao beans. And they're not really nuts, per se, but, I mean, what's the difference between a bean and a nut? Do you know?
Well, I'd say about a quarter inch of skin, my friend.
You mean the shell?
No, I mean my testicular sac.
Oh, so you don't... No, I was talking about nuts and beans.
I've been talking about sperm and testicles the whole show here. I thought this was about, Is it about balls?
Have you ever seen the movie,
You said analyze these, and the whole thing is, these nuts that you, like...
Yes, I'm familiar with the podcast concept. I believe that I thought of it with a friend of mine.
I thought I understood it, okay?
Yes. I was just going to let you know that people sometimes come across as, wifty or jabby.
Sure.
But we're here to tell you that...
Jibby, wifty, jibby.
We're here to tell you that, the art of pulling weeds out of the ground, not using a weed eater, but actually...
It's been lost with time, buddy, hasn't it?
Actually getting on your knees and pulling the weeds out of the ground.
They don't know how it feels to get that shit out of your garden.
Well, the Chinese would say that it's a constant work in progress.
Would they?
Yes.
You speaking for all of them?
The Chinese?
Right now on the Analyze These Nuts podcast.
Are you saying that I'm Chinese?
You tell me, raspberries.
No, I'm not Chinese. I'm New Zealand. So, before you go off on that tangent, let me tell you that Nicole Kidman is one of the most beautiful people I've ever seen. Sure. And I really would like to do a movie with her one day. So if she hears this podcast...
Yeah, you could play a weird New Zealand guy in the corner.
Roz Balaji would like to do a movie with Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, Raz the Berries.
Right, so have you ever been struck by lightning?
Would you like for me to?
No, I've read an article that it says that most... people that have been working in the septic tanks industry They're prone to lightning strikage.
Okay, listen, buddy. When the lightning strikes, it's a figure of speech, okay? It means more like when the pistol shoots. Yeah?
What's that mean? When the pistol shoots, what's that?
It means like when the lightning strike really is like it's a dog whistle term for when a man dies at the hands of another man for murder. I do a lot of murdering in my business. Basically, I kill people and then I bury them in backyards.
All right, well, speaking of murder...
Okay, let's just remove the whole septic tank thing. I'm a hitman, I kill people and then I bury
them. And you bury them in the poopy septies.
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay, so, eating nuts, does it make you live longer?
Sure, of course. Who would ever argue this fact? It's irrefutable by history.
Could you back it up?
Yeah. Why don't you?
Tell me about... I don't know anything about
it. Pull it up, Jamie.
I thought that you were the one that said that eating nuts made you live longer.
You said it.
Our producer here gave me a sheet of paper that said...
I'm now from New Zealand.
Okay.
Weird, right?
No, you...
How'd this happen?
Welcome.
Well, welcome to you.
We like everyone in New Zealand.
Okay. I can't keep that shit up anymore. Jesus Christ, how the fuck do you guys do that where you're from? Huh?
What's wrong? Easy, buddy. I can play banker. I got a lot of money. I play the fucking flute.
Hey, why the flute? What does the flute have to do with this? You keep the woodwinds out of this. Eh?
Yeah, you would win if you weren't such a piece of shit. But instead you've lost. Welcome to your bar mitzvah, Mazel Tov, little one.
This is the bar mitzvah I've been waiting for my whole life.
Did you bring your Torah?
Sure.
Did you bring your mirror to step on during your wedding? We have to bless that here in your bar mitzvah, if you didn't know.
Well, how would we say Mazel Tov? I'm not Jewish, by the way.
I don't think you can say Mazel Tov. That's not right.
I've been to a Jewish wedding before. I step on a glass. They say Mazel Tov. It's a good thing. It's happy.
Shalom. Shalom.
I don't know what that, you know, I don't speak the language. I know what the Mazel Tov means, but I don't know, what is Shalom? Raspberries?
What's wrong with the Duduka? What's my money doing in my bank account?
Larry David?
What's my money doing in my bank account?
Oh, no, what is this, Jimmy Fallon?
What's my money?
What are you, Ashton Kutcher?
Doing it in my bank account.
No, I get it. He's fucking Tom Cruise. I get it.
Oh, I'm a Jew. I'm a little bitty Jewish person. Give me your money.
Okay.
I
can't. That's borderline. Okay, buddy.
I can't give you my money because I don't have any more to get the home from the banker. So. That's something.
That was fucking weird.
Wow. All right. I mean,
why? I don't understand why, first of all, why are they doing their banking business in this room? Where is these little people coming from out of nowhere? They are so small, infinitely small. They look like the palm of my hand.
Well, we're renting this space out. It's actually a multi-recording booth.
I hope they're not doing anything fucking illegal, and I hope everyone is paid fairly what they deserve.
Well, as soon as we get...
From the little men who just walked in here arguing, the seemingly Jewish and Italian man.
As soon as we get enough money... To get our own recording studio.
Yeah.
I mean, we won't have as much tie-in, but I sort of like it.
Sure.
I'm not opposed to it. So this has been Roz Balaji.
Yeah, I gotta get out of here, guys. My name is Johnny Blowjobs.
Ladies and gentlemen, Johnny Blowjobs.
There you go, buddy. Now you're getting the raspberries.
Because you
now do you're getting it
septic tank. Which is
now you're getting it raspberries.
That is a below ground.
Sure,
all right.
Whatever you want to call it. Yeah? Murdering people and burying them and stolen separate things. I don't know.
Huh?
Well, tomato, wait, tomato.
What did you say? You bury people in septic tanks?
It's a tomato, okay?
Who was the last person you buried? Oh, you can't really speak on that. Your lawyer is eyeing... Your lawyer is doing the eyebrows up and down thing at you, like, don't say that.
Yeah, he weirdly follows
me. All right, that's fine. Well, listen, Barry, would you like to maybe come back next time?
Yeah, I would love to come back sometime.
Listen, Barry, this has been...
You know, pray for me that I live that long, you know.
This has been an amazing experience with you, and I've really learned a lot. I hope that next time I learn as much as I did this time.
I learned absolutely nothing except for that you are the cutest motherfucking baby that I have ever seen talk like a grown adult in my life. Give me that tummy.
All right, Barry, well...
Okay.
This has actually been fucking nuts, so... Until next time.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Until next time.
I'm trying to think of something.
Until next time, fuck nuts.
I'm trying to think of something.
Am I right? Fuck nuts.
I like it. If we could just maybe change one word. Until next time. Stay nuts.
Oh. Because someone came in the mail tonight. These nuts.